evening everyone and welcome to tonight's Stepsmith Town Council planning meeting on Monday the 1st of April at 6pm at Exmouth Town Hall. Apologies for absence.
You said he was coming.
So I've got no apologies. There's no members of the public wishing to speak, so I'll move straight on. Minutes of the meeting held on the 18th of March. The minutes have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Agreed.
Okay. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Is there any applications this evening that we will be discussing that any member wishes to declare either a pecuniary interest or dispensation?
Apologies.
Okay. Just doing the declarations. I've got no items of urgent business. Now, before we consider the planning applications, I should just draw attention, members' attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, which, as you are aware, there was a referendum on the Neighbourhood Plan, the result of which it was passed. Now, obviously, there's various aspects of the Neighbourhood Plan which now come into planning policy, or will come into policy once it has been ratified by the District Council. Now, we were originally advised that this would take place in June, so I agreed that we would have training sometime in May when the new council has been elected, because I felt it wasn't worth us having a planning meeting or training on the Neighbourhood Plan if after the election we needed full planning training for some members and the Neighbourhood Plan training. However, I understand from Sue that actually because East Devon District Council had made their meeting in May, they've had to cancel it, so they're actually discussing it on Wednesday at the Cabinet meeting, and therefore if it passed at the Cabinet meeting on Wednesday, then it obviously comes in effect for our April planning meetings. So we have had email from regarding the Neighbourhood Plan and various aspects in it with regard to our planning applications this evening. So both Sue and I have looked through those, and we will draw to attention just how some of the planning applications are changed, just so that you have a flavour or really know how it will affect our decision making in the future. But obviously I've discussed with Lisa and we will have full training after the new council is elected. So, move on to the planning applications, and we're in Littleham Ward. Planning application 19, the 0601 full, 78 Sutterton Road. It's a proposed conversion of two flats into a swingle dwelling, which is the other way to we usually have. Loft conversion, including new dormer and replacement porch. There's no comments of statutory consultees and there's no representations, but Sue is just going to read the information and the questions that we would need to ask with the Neighbourhood Plan, because it's this one actually has got quite a bit of interest with regard to the difference. So I'll ask Sue just to read through that for you.
Yes, the housing section in the Neighbourhood Plan clearly identifies a need for various size of homes, and that in Exmouth there's a greater need for 1 to 2 bedroom properties than any other. So obviously bearing in mind that that's the overall chapter in, you know, that's the overall aim is to get more smaller housing units, then do we consider, is there a balanced housing stock providing a good mix of size properties in the area? So that was one of the questions that came out of it. I felt there was, because it's quite a mix in the area where they're asking to revert it back to a house. And it says, is there an over high percentage of flats available in the area?
Yes.
Quite, yeah. This conversion will create a 50% cut in housing provision by making it from two flats into one, but in this case all the residents currently living in the two flats intend to live in the house, it's a generational thing, in the house when it's converted back to the semi-detached house. And it says, what is the percentage of five bedroom houses, the size that this will provide within the area, And is there a need for more? Well, as it's a family home, you know, these are the questions that are coming up. How many other similar two flat properties are there of this type in the neighbourhood? And what might be the knock-on effect if all went for conversion? How would this affect a balanced housing stock? And then we've got, is this development going to provide an accessible and adaptable home? Also, is this development going to ensure balanced housing stock for a range of age groups within this area of the town? Well, obviously, this is an extended family, so that would meet that criteria. At the moment, the two flats provide for three generations. Will one house ensure such multi-occupancy in the future? Obviously, it was a semi until the mid-20th century anyway, so it's not. I guess that's looking at maybe if it's a very large house, whether it's going to be. So that's the questions that I've called out for that application. I don't really, whether you want to discuss it or whether you're just happy just to have an overview of how the policies sort of relate to some of the applications.
Because obviously when we do get these applications, we're going to have to look through the neighbourhood plan and see which parts are actually relative and Sue and Ron's will have to go through just to see, check how we meet the certain criteria of the neighbourhood plan. So it can be done like we've done, that Sue will give an overview and just highlight these so that when you come to make a decision this evening, you have to take that into account. Or whether you want it done another way, we'll have to consider. But this just gives you a flavour, really.
I've got obviously the where the objectives are and the policies and the page numbers. So I guess once people get to know the policy, like I said, policy H2 highlights the need for 1 to 2 bedroom housing, which is where the first comment came from. Okay, thank you.
Councillor John Humphries.
Well, many years ago, there were many of the houses within this town that were three generations. So I'm all for this becoming a family home for three generations. Because within the Solchester Road, we do have a lot of 1 and 2 bedroom apartments.
Back is not the same.
So I'm all in favour of this being converted into a family home.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. That's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, 0533 full, 18 Cypress Road, one side facing roof light in roof slope. The only thing I've got on here is roof light and roof slope. There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations, Councillor Humphries.
Yeah, I'm in favour of this. There's no one come to me or my fellow councillors.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, 0522 full, 103 Midway. Construction of single story rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Humphries.
Madam Chair, I do need to declare an interest because I do know Harriet, but with knowing the place as I do, there is plenty of room and scope for the extension. But as I say, I have a personal interest.
Okay, thank you. I'll have a second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, 0456 variance, Orcombe Lodge, 12 Foxholes Hill. Variation of condition 2 of the approved plans of 17, 0525 variance to allow revised groundworks, boundary treatments and landscaping details. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I don't think we had anything particular about this, unless have you got anything particular?
No, I think it's just it's extra detail from the original landscaping. There's a few trees and things, but obviously there is bear with me a moment, because it's all a bit jumbled up this side. Yeah. I think the objective on page 57 is to ensure a high standard of urban design. So, careful setting of the development. Well, obviously, that's all in place. This is just purely extra landscaping. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Humphreys?
No objection.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Propose and second it for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 19, big 04044, Two Keepers Cottage, Castle Lane, construction of outbuilding.
No, we've done that.
No, Castle Lane.
Castle Lane. The next one on the agenda.
I declared an interest for Two Keepers Cottage.
All right, we've done that one, yeah. We did our Midway. Okay. All right, so Two Keepers Cottage. Construction of outbuilding. There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I'll just ask Sue to summarise the part from the neighbourhood plan.
Yes. Yes, the neighbourhood plan design issues would be, are appropriate materials being used to ensure that it is in keeping with its setting? Does the development ensure a high level of design and will enhance the building? And is the size of the extension development in keeping with the setting of the area? And I've just made a comment that it's actually tucked behind the garage.
Yeah,
But that's.
Councillor John Humphreys?
I need to an interest, yeah. And I have no problem with this building going ahead.
Okay. Councillor
Duncan? Yeah, can I then just refer back to the other one and ask for Councillor Humphreys' views on 103 Midway, because he assumed it was the other one.
Yeah.
I was going to say at the time when he mentioned Harriet, I thought, well, we've got a Harriet on another one.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought it was Mr. Jackson's wife.
Well, I wonder.
So, are you happy with the decision you made on 103 Midway, John, or was it the wrong?
Yes, I was, yes.
Yes, so that was for you were proposing approval for that.
Yes.
Okay. Right, lovely. Okay. So, this one's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Yes, no, thank you. Next application is 19, the big 0613 full, 8 Stevenson Road. Construction of two-storey and single-storey side extensions, extension to balcony and front porch. I've seen this somewhere on this. There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. That's all this done there. On this?
Yeah. Yes, there are. Obviously, this is in the avenues, isn't it? So it would come under the avenues design statement, but it says basically what they've done in the neighbourhood plan is they've taken this and they've said, is this development within an area of protection, conservation, or areas listed on page 56, which is the avenues statement? Is this development within existing design statement legislation? Are appropriate materials being used to ensure it is in keeping with its setting? Is the development mindful of surrounding building styles? Does the development ensure a high level of design and will enhance the building? Does the development ensure a high level of design and enhance the area? Is the size of the extension development in keeping with the setting of the area? And if the large area being extended, does the development comply with policy EN5 and EN6? And does the extension change the provision of bedrooms? Well, when I looked at it, I didn't know if the attic room was actually going to be a bedroom. It doesn't say, it just says attic room, so I can answer that one. Is there a need for more houses with this level of bed provision, which will be the same if it's not the attic room? How many other similar properties are there of this type in the neighbourhood, and what might be the knock-on effect if all went for an extension? How would this affect a balanced housing stock? Is this development going to provide an accessible and adaptable home? Is this development going to ensure balanced housing stock for a range of age groups within the town? And will the extension provide for multi-occupancy? So lots of little questions. I did answer yes to most of them apart from the multiple.
I was going to say, what we don't, there's nothing about exactly about the occupancy.
Yeah.
And there are numerous houses in the area that are similar, so Councillor Humphreys.
The garden on this block can take this extension.
Yeah.
And
as far as you're aware, it's in keeping.
It is in keeping with the design statement.
And certainly there's quite a few in the area, isn't there?
Can you look at the proposed combined, please, to see what the difference is in existing to...
This is, that's proposed, and that's existing.
Yeah, it looks quite different.
So you can see it's been extended this side.
And the proposed combined, in fact...
It's becoming a double-fronted house.
Yeah.
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 Can you put the normal thing that we put on? So we split into two and all the rest of it?
Well, it's not a separate dwelling like you get. You know, you wouldn't be able to. It's all going to be one dwelling. It's not.
So they got one stair.
Yeah, it's only got one stair. It's not like some of them where they add a side of the building with a separate entrance and for a separate occupancy. It is going to be all part of the home, and actually the internal changes. Look,
the stairs are in the middle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I don't see that
it's
it could be divided at all at a
no.
future time. I don't know if you thought so, John,
no,
but
second.
I can't see.
It's a big house, big land.
And I mean, there's others in the area.
Sorry, they are increasing the footprint by about 40%.
Yeah.
And we got no objection to such a large increase of footprint.
No, I think the avenue statement is 50%, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's houses far larger than that that are in Stephenstone Road.
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, there's some very large houses in Stephenstone Road. Councillor Toy?
Yeah, they're not family houses.
There is a problem here with precedent. If there is some construction very close by which would have breached the plan, can we still use the precedent or ignore precedent?
No, but you'd have to take into account the neighbourhood plan, because that's after Wednesday if it's ratified by East Devon District Council.
Yeah,
because it would then form part of your planning policy for Exmouth Town Council. So it would do. But that's why the questions that Sue raised is the questions that come out of the neighbourhood plan. But I think what John is saying is that there's other houses. One of the questions was about the character of the area and whether there's similar properties. Well, there's properties in Stephenson Road that are actually bigger than that are single occupancy, that aren't flats. So, that have never been altered. They are like that. They have been since.
And still got couples within them?
Yeah.
It's the same in Elwyn Road, or all those avenues, the roads.
Yeah.
Mm. So I think what John is saying is that the information that we have to look for, actually the answer to it all is yes, because that's exactly the same as other properties in the area, although some have now gone into the development of flats. I think that's really what we're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is not.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Right, okay. That's okay. So I'm going to say proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. And then move on to town ward. Maybe I've got something about the flooding. Yeah. And the first application is 19/0542, major reserve matters, Morton Crescent, Exmouth. Reserve matters application pursuant to application 18/2174. Major outline seeking access, appearance, landscaping, layout and scale for construction of new flood wall on line of existing wall and pedestrian floodgates. There's no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, but we have got something in the neighbourhood plan about flood prevention and other issues. So I'll pass you over to Sue.
Yes, you'll obviously be aware that this is in this application is in response to the meeting with the residents from Morton Crescent. So in the neighbourhood plan, the climate change and flooding are in the natural environment chapter, with relevant sections, policy EN5 asks if additional surface water is to be controlled by by the wall. Obviously, it's been purpose designed with the floodgates to do such
such a thing as to control the surface water. And then in policy E7, this has been designed in line with the flood prevention works that's been approved for Exmouth. And then the wall is like-for-like replacements, and the gardens will remain, because obviously they're asking if there's they're going to build over what is seen as garden area. But as we know, originally the wall was going to sit behind the other wall, so the like-for-like replacement is a better option for surface water drainage-wise. And then it says design issues need to be considered. Is this development within area of protection conservation? Is the development within existing design statement legislation, or appropriate materials being used to ensure it is in keeping with its setting? And as you'll know from the application, they've looked at how the wall was original and tried to replicate the design there. Is the development mindful of surrounding building styles? Does the development ensure a high level of design and will enhance the buildings? Does the development ensure a high level of design and enhance the area? And consider if surface water drainage has been considered, which we've already discussed. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have got a copy of the neighbourhood plan with all the policies in. If somebody doesn't understand and wants to know what EN5, because they haven't got a plan, they don't know. Because we will give a briefing when it's all gone through. So if you do, just shout and we'll read it out for you. Okay. Councillor Marsden?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, there's rather a lot to look at here, and it looks good to me, actually. So it's a lot of good work there, designing the gates and things, keeping it in keeping with the existing gates. So I recommend that we approve it.
Councillor Tony Hill?
Yeah, I support that. I mean, I think the response to the residents' concerns about more than real has been good, and frankly, it's a necessary evil, isn't it?
Councillor Kagan?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I just want to be addressed this sort of committee about when we had the last meeting where we had the residents here and the people from the Environment Agency in a meeting here in this room. There was talk by the hotel managers about parking coaches in Warren Crescent. Now, I'm just a bit concerned. May not be our part of the ship, but if they're changing the wall to accommodate these gates, one, they might be able to get their coaches in. I'm not sure that they're supposed to have their coaches in Morton Crescent anyway.
No.
But no one seems to worry about it or police it, because coaches really should be conforming to the Act under their licence. Which is not to actually park in residential areas. You know, they can unload on the road, but they can technically go into Morton Crescent. So it just gives me a little bit of cause for concern that all this money's been invested in a new wall, and someone catches a gate and rips it off and rips the wall down. Okay, coats were damaged, but we also have damage to a new structure. So. Is there anything we can put in here about some sort of conditions about coaches not being parked in Morton Crescent?
We can certainly make a comment on about the coaches parking on there, but without knowing, it's a civil matter about actually parking on there, whether it's whether there is an issue about parking, because I don't know what the permissions are. So that would be a civil matter rather than a planning matter.
Yeah. The legislation is covered by the Motor Traffic Commission.
Oh yes, no, I agree with that, but I don't know whether there is some.
Accessing during a time when the floodgates were closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I would do my best to establish that that was the case. So, I'm quite happy to, you know, go along with approval, but I would like that made as a as a caveat, if you like.
Yeah.
And just talking about Fred's comments just now, I mean, I remember that at that meeting, the hotel manager at the Grand Hotel did say that he was talking about removing an internal wall that they've got there in behind the main wall. And there were obviously a lot of people who were a little bit dissatisfied with the way the parking of coaches was. But we haven't seen anything like that put through planning
yet. No. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the floodgates are going to work, but I would think that where there will be a floodgate, there will be a sill or a step. And what we need to do is to make sure they're disabled friendly. I'm not sure how they work.
I don't think there is any step, actually. I think it's straight to the ground, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. Big seal on the
ground. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Very much like the ones down at Manhead Skipway, right?
Yeah. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. No, I'm really pleased that they've listened to the residents and us councillors on the wall. The idea of one wall behind another one was absolutely ridiculous. Incorporating and strengthening the foundations of the existing wall and making it into the flood wall as well, I think is a good way forward. I mean, this application is mainly for the wall and the floodgates, so I'm quite happy with that. I think the parking will be another issue. We'll fight that if we're still here another time. And also, they were talking at one point about the camber of the road, because I've had a number of residents contact me talking about drainage if some water gets through. And the environmental officers are working on the drainage as well. So there might be a slight camber away from the wall, down towards the sea, and then it can go straight out onto the beach water. So hopefully that will be helpful. But they're still working on that at the moment. So, no, I think it's good.
Thank you. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? We will obviously put the two items about the coaches and also about the emergency vehicles.
I'm sorry, Chair, there was one thing I forgot, and that was the, I'm assuming that the conservation officer has given their okay on the...
Well, it's nothing on the website.
No, I mean, we can obviously say it's subject to the conservation officer, but I think he was actually in discussions with the environment agency at the outset.
I thought so.
So I think it might be just that we had something a long time ago.
Yeah.
Next application is 19, bid 05164, Ebenezer House, Little Bicton Place. Creation of first floor balcony. Now, this is in the conservation area, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got no comments from statutory consultees and no representations.
There's nothing.
And there's nothing I have in notes.
No.
So, Councillor Tony Hill?
Yeah, on the face of it, it's a relatively small change. So, I don't think it should be an issue. But as it's a conservation area, does that require any further discussion?
Well, they should make a comment.
Well, the conservation officer should make a comment, so we need to say that it's subject to the conservation officer just checking that through.
To open up the window space, get more light into the building, in principle.
Okay.
As long as they're happy.
Councillor Masti?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, the stated purpose of this is to get extra light into the building. The modifications will be at the rear, which will inevitably make some loss of privacy to the gardens at the back and the field. But these gardens are not particularly private anyway, and I think this will not adversely affect the area at all, and will be a good improvement to the building, so I'm happy to agree.
Thank you. Councillor Humphreys?
I'm going to be Scrooge on this. You don't get it here. I'm not happy about it. It is in a conservation area and it will set a precedent. They are lovely houses, they are beautiful Georgian houses, and I agree with what Councillor said concerning the privacy of the other gardens, because they're all individual houses going down there, apart from the dentist.
So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour of approval, please. And against. So that's passed. But it will be subject to conservation. Yeah. Next application is 19, the big 01674, 13 to 15 Parade, change of use of hairdressers to noodle bar and takeaway. Use and installation of extraction system. Environment and Health are awaiting further detail on the proposed system before being able to comment. We have no representations, but I have had an email, which is on a separate email, which Sue will just summarise for you.
So obviously this is an application for change of economic use. The maintenance of business sites are very supported by the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan. So you could look at the chapter on economy and employment. In particular, policy EE3 states parking needs to be considered, especially as the new use encourages more intensive use and the requirement for very local parking and parking for longer working hours. And I just made a note that there is parking at the sports centre, obviously in the Longstay car park and Imperial, for people using the restaurant, which is the same as the Mexican. And obviously there are a lot of takeaways in the area, so I guess when they do takeaways, people park and grab and run. Thank you.
Chairman. Can we have clarification? Which hairdressers is that?
Indulgence, next to the Mexican.
Next to the Mexican?
Just up in the line.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Councillor Marsden.
Yes, thank you. I'm not sure if we've got too many takeaways or too many hairdressers at the moment, but yes. I would like to see, I'd like to approve this, but I'd like to see a commitment from them to use environmentally sustainable packaging and a commitment to keeping the streets clean from their waste. But otherwise, happy to approve.
Thank you. Councillor Tony Hill?
No, I agree. I don't think we've got a new bar so far.
No.
This is a new addition. I think we like the variety. But I think, refuse, rubbish, etc. I think very valid. We should encourage them to be greener in the way they package and dispose of waste if we are able.
Yeah. Environmental Health have still got to comment regarding the proposed system.
Yeah.
In any case, and usually the litter is generally part of the main conditions for any takeaway in the town. But we'll, goes to licensing, but also we'll obviously make a comment concerning sustainable packaging. Alright. So that's in line with what we generally do with the town council. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. I think we've probably answered this question before, or I've asked this question before. Do we have any limitation on the amount of food outlets we can have in this town?
We've mentioned that more than once to East End District Council, because we felt that we'd reached a point of saturation about a year or so ago, it must be 2 years ago, we were advised that we couldn't.
It must be at double saturation by now.
It's probably. Yeah, but we were advised at that time that there wasn't a way we could do that.
We've become the town of takeaways.
No, I think we've got more charity shops than restaurants.
Thank you, Chairman. We were informed by East Devon that everyone has the right to earn a living, because we said, well, we've got so many cafes. And they say, well, everyone has the right to try and make their business work. And if there's too many, then it won't be sustainable. So that is, on the premises, the way it works. If they don't make money, they'll shut.
Okay. Do you want to make any comments?
Yes, I'll go along with this. as others have all made their comments, I'll third the comments of Rob and Tony, and say also that yes, we don't have any Noodle bars, and I would assume they'll probably be East Asian or South East Asian in the way they're done, and to mention that the Thai restaurant, which was in
High Street,
is now gone.
Yes.
So replacement of that kind of food is very good. I mean, we see up the road Exeter expanding all its international types of eating, and I think we need that kind of thing here. And I certainly think we need it more than another hairdressing salon, which we have lots and lots and lots.
You can roll out the noodles.
Yes.
So it's proposed and seconded for approval, subject obviously to environmental health comments, subject to conditions regarding litter, and we also want to have sustainable packaging. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19/06224, flat 2, 19 Albion Hill. Construction of dormer window incorporating balcony to rear and construction of dormer window to front revised scheme to application 18/07014. Comments, we've had no comments from statutory consultees and there's no representations. Again, this the conservation area only applies to Albion Hill.
Yeah.
There are no other comments. Councillor Hill? Oh, hang on. Do you want to? You've got a comment?
Well, just to say it's obviously based on the application that we discussed in 2018 where we had no objection, but just to bear in mind that this is a front dormer as opposed to.
Wait,
not. Yeah.
Councillor Hill?
Yeah, the dormer just extends the space and the loft space at the end of the day, isn't it? I don't see any reason not to approve it, given that there are similar developments in the area anyway.
Okay.
Loft conversions of space.
Councillor Mastin?
Yes, thank you. The large dormer is at the rear, the front ones are quite small, and apparently by looking at that. I don't think there's no significant nothing at the front to overlook, so I'm happy to approve it.
Thank you. It's been proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now there's one item on your addendum, which was in respect to notification of strict trading application for the Manor Gardens on Friday the 3rd of May to Sunday the 5th of May, noon till 11 p.m. The application is for 20 traders for Manor Fest in Manor Gardens, Exmouth, and you were supplied with a map of the trading site for information. Is there anybody who wishes to make any comment on this application? Councillor Toy?
Yeah, we've taken over most of the Manor Gardens. Now, you've got some description of what's going on around the edges, but a vast space in the middle, we've got no idea what's going on there. I think we need some information about that.
It's a bar and music. That's what.
Yeah, they're using the normal stand, the music stand.
Yeah,
the
music.
They have an open area in front for
people
band.
Listen to the music, isn't it? Like it usually is.
There's going to be one entrance.
Yeah. Councillor
Well, if this is set up the same way it was last year, the area for the festival itself is fenced off. And that's why they've left the back end free to the public to come and go. If you've got one entrance, they checked everybody coming through, and that was for safety reasons. And all that piece at the back
is for the public.
It's just for the public that don't want to pay entrance or whatever. I think it's free, but for people who don't want to be part of the festival, then you've got the green bit of frame.
Well, they did this last year.
That's right, they did it last year and they weren't
here. It's only because some there were some people after the event that were did raise concerns, so it was just a case if anybody's got any concerns here. I mean, I've got no problem with it. If we've got nothing we want to say, that's fine. Councillor Chapman.
No, I think it's something nice before our big festival. It's music, it's in the Manor Gardens, security will be high, there's one entrance in and out, you have to pay a ticket, so everyone is monitored, everyone enjoys themselves. I think it's good for the town.
Yeah. I have to say that, you know, they've actually got this part remaining open to the public, which is what the public asked for,
yeah.
Which is what they wanted, which is not always the case with other events that are held in the park. So. I'm quite happy if everybody's happy to support.
Yeah.
Okay, but no other comment. Thank you. Then items for information. Details for the upgrade of telecommunications apparatus at Pound Lane last was attached, and the proposal is part of committee development, so that's just a notification. And then obviously there was notification of the appeal decision in respect to the site of Redgate and land at Tesco, three-storey building housing extra care scheme, which we had quite a few discussions about, because actually came to Town Council to give their explanation of the application. The appeal was dismissed, and the copy decision notice was attached.
Brilliant.
Right.
And then we've just got the planning decisions, which East Devon got them all right this time.
Good.
So there being no other matters on the agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.